This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Happy 4th of July week. Pretty exciting week. I can see you guys running around my neck of the woods in Las Vegas. You guys looking pretty happy, already drinking. Fireworks are fun, and I'm sure you guys can't stand it whenever it's, you know, party time and you have somebody who goes, well, you got to be careful of fireworks injuries. Well, it's going to happen. You guys are going to be blown away by some of the numbers we're seeing of people that get hurt this week. And yeah, I'm your radio doc. I got to make sure you guys don't get hurt. But before we go there, and there's a lot going on, I know LeBron James coming back to LA. I know a lot of news and a lot more interesting things to talk about. I just have to take a second to kind of scratch my head at what's going on. I live in the entertainment capital of the world. And it is, no, that's not Hollywood, it's Las Vegas. Isn't Las Vegas the entertainment capital of the world? No, it is not the no, it's not called that. No, I think it is, right? We got the best clubs, we got some of the best restaurants, we got the best shows. Yes, New York has a lot of shows, absolutely. No, New York is the city that never sleeps. I don't know why they got that. Vegas should be that, too, because we don't sleep. Anyway, yeah, we got the best hockey. All right, second best. Still, to me, the best. So, Vegas is, I mean, it is just popping. It's just sick. We're awesome. We're just lit. I love it, all right? Thank you. Love, best city ever. Sorry if you don't like my terminology, but, you know, I'm going through a little bit of life crisis, so let me bring the vernacular down to the millennials, okay? Because I, you know, they're keeping me young. However, something's happening to my city, and I don't like it too much, all right? Now, you know how I was for the legalization of marijuana, so we could study it, and we could figure out medicinal uses for it. And because we were having so many issues with narcotics, I wanted patients to have relief. What I did not want is my city to stink. Now, I vacation a lot in Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas. So when you vacation in your own city, it's called a staycation. And some people think I'm crazy. Some people think it's because we can't afford to travel. Basically, it's because we just don't have time. I've had a couple busy weeks with work, and it just didn't seem feasible for me to go out of town this week. And I usually do go out of town this week, which is why you're not hearing replays. This is live, all right? And so what I like to do whenever I have a busy weekend, you know, or a busy month, but I need to, you know, get out of Dodge, is Vegas has some of the most amazing resorts, amazing restaurants, amazing shows. We do a staycation. A lot of times we'll go to a charity event, and you could bid on these staycation packages where you get a room, dinner for two, show, and yeah, it's great. You get to donate to charity, but you also get a real cool package. It's awesome, all right? Maybe not the highest level of donation and charity. You know, I mean, the best way to donate is to just not let anybody know you donated, and you just anonymously donate. Those are like the most altruistic. But, you know, it's cool nonetheless to bid on these silent auction packages. And I've noticed the last three staycations, and it was even before marijuana was legalized, the hotels stink. And it's got to be people smoking into the air vents or the air filters or the air conditioning vents. And you get off the elevator and you smell pot. And I smelled pot all weekend long. And the funny thing is you're not supposed to smoke in public places. You're not supposed to smoke marijuana in public places. And hotels and things like those are public places. And so people are still kind of breaking the law, smoking marijuana, and I'm hearing this time and time again that those cities are starting to stink. Now, the other thing I'm noticing is, in the olden days with Vegas, and remember, I've been here off and on since, I've lived here since 81, off and on, back and forth. My folks moved a lot. So it wasn't a continuous run. But I remember being here in the 70s, people dressed up. They were in suits when they walked through a casino, when they walked into a steakhouse. Now, people are in these little tanks. I don't like using the term wife beaters, but they're in these little tanks. They're in shorts. They're in flip-flops. And I don't know if I'm liking the change that much. I mean, I and the reason why I feel this way is Vegas, like in the 90s, you know, exemplified the whole $1.99 steak and eggs or 99-cent shrimp cocktail or $2.99 prime rib. And I love that, right? As a poor college student, it was great to wait until 11 o'clock at night when you got the 99-cent buffet at Palace Station deals, right? I would stay up and wait, and that's what I would eat. I mean, not the healthiest thing to do, but it was fine. Now, though, when you go to Las Vegas, it's expensive. I mean, some of these, and mind you, some of these restaurants are pretty fancy. I don't blame them, but it's expensive. The hotels are expensive. The shows are expensive. And I was watching the Steer, beautiful Cirque du Soleil show, phenomenal show, and a lady was sitting next to me eating popcorn. Whatever happened to the sitting at the tables and, you know, being served a cocktail and being all dressed up and feeling fancy? You know, I didn't even wear makeup to the show. Now, let me, though, say something about Mystere and Cirque du Soleil. When you come to Vegas, you have got to see a Cirque du Soleil show. However, realize that what these guys do is very, very dangerous. And I was actually a little disappointed at the show because trapeze is my favorite circus act. I love trapeze. Well, apparently, in the middle of the act, the guy falls. Now, he falls on the net, so he's okay. But rather than going back up, they end it right there. So then all the other trapeze artists jump onto the net, and we all applaud. We're like, yay! I'm like, but you, it was just getting good. You guys were just about to do some fancy flips. And so for me, with the trapeze, make sure you don't fall. Or if you do fall, no big deal. Have everybody swing around, get back up there, so you don't have to quit the act. Let the act keep going. Also, I don't know what happened to the contortionists. Usually there's contortionists in these circus shows. These circus shows, I mean, they're very, very good. Oh, Cobb, Mystere, I can't tell you what my favorite is. They're beautiful. So anyway, come to Vegas, but be prepared that some idiots are smoking their pot into the air conditioning vent. Make sure you make reservations at a good restaurant. If you're going to spend, you know, good money on a restaurant, make sure it's a restaurant that has really good reviews. And I'll tell you what I think. And, you know, be nice to those of us that work here, because we keep the city alive for you guys. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I am fascinated by fireworks. I think fireworks are amazing. I still don't get, with all my chemistry background and my physics background and science background, I don't get how a firework works. I don't understand how you can make all the different colors and how they lay the firework out. I mean, maybe you guys know more about how to make fireworks. I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Teach me how a firework works. While you're at it, teach me how a television works. I don't understand how televisions work. I really don't. Or even computers, for that matter. But I love them. I think they're amazing. And the funny thing is I would rather watch the fireworks, like the big fancy ones, than do them myself. Like with the little sparklers. You know, I would just rather see the big ones, and I'd like to see it to music. You know, like the way they do it at Disneyland. Have you guys ever watched a fireworks show at Disneyland? Oh, it's great. You know, they have it to, you know, when you wish upon a star, and then they have some Star Wars music, and when you shoot fireworks to music, that just takes it to another level, because not only are you figuring out how to make all the fancy fireworks, but you're also, you know, but okay, this is what it is with fireworks. The thing that gets me with fireworks is I need to trust the product I'm purchasing. And if I have a product and they say, look, it's going to have a pink light and a blue light and some sparklies, and it's going to have multiple little baby things, you know, kind of like, you know, those little burglars from McDonald's, you know, the little baby, they look like little Muppet thingies. Then I'm like, good, but how do you know? When you buy a box, you're like, I won't know until you let it off. And then when you let it off, it's on a holiday. So if it didn't do what it's supposed to, it's really hard to call customer service and you can't fix it. So that's the thing. So whoever does these fireworks shows, they really, you know, kudos to them, because that's pretty cool. I would be going out of my mind worrying that the product I bought is not doing what it's supposed to do. Anyway, so when did fireworks start? So a lot of historians think that fireworks originated back in China, but not 600 AD, but 200 BC. That's the earliest I've seen. That's according to History.com. And others say that it was in the Middle East or India where fireworks got their start. But according to History.com, as early as 200 BC, the Chinese had already stumbled onto a sort of natural firecracker. If you roasted bamboo, it explodes with a bang when it's heated because it has these hollow air pockets. And they would do that because it would ward off evil spirits. It would make noise, and then you'd see flashes of light. So they say at some point between 600 and 900 AD, Chinese alchemists, perhaps hoping, they say, to kind of come up with the fountain of youth or some elixir for immortality, mixed together saltpeter, which is potassium nitrate, which used to be a common seasoning for food, charcoal, sulfur, and other ingredients, actually making a form of gunpowder back then. They didn't realize. Then the Chinese began stuffing this volatile substance into the bamboo shoots, then threw it into the fire, and it made a loud blast, and that's when the first fireworks were born. Now, bamboo stalks, you know, we really don't want to kill bamboo for fireworks, so soon paper tubes came to replace the bamboo stalks. According to History.com, the Chinese discovered that these fiery sticks could be used for more than just scaring away ghosts and celebrating events. And so by the 10th century, they were able to develop like little bombs and began attaching firecrackers to arrows during military engagements. It would cause a lot more mayhem. 200 years later, they learned how to fire explosives into the air and guide them towards enemy targets, essentially building the first rockets. So by the 13th century, gunpowder samples and formulas began trickling into Europe and Arabia, transmitted by diplomats, explorers, missionaries, scientists, military leaders. Everybody thought that they could use this as weapons for muskets, cannons, etc. But the softer side of gunpowder, right, the softer side of Sears, softer side of gunpowder, the fireworks, started to be used more for military victories, other public celebrations, religious ceremonies. And they said in medieval England, fireworks experts, they actually had a career. These were actual occupations. Firework experts were known as fire masters. And they had assistants called green men. Why? Because the green men wore caps of leaves to protect their heads from sparks, even though leaves are still very flammable. Funny thing is they also doubled as these jesters, so, you know, they would entertain the crowd, and unfortunately, it was still a dangerous profession. So many green men still died and suffered injuries, just like we're going to be talking about now. We are plagued by injuries from these things. So then, by the time the Renaissance came, they had these pyrotechnic schools. They were training firework artists. Italy started to become very famous and a lot more common, especially across Europe. And they say it was the Italians who in the 1830s became the first to incorporate traces of metals and other additives, making the bright, multi-hued sparks and the sunbursts. So for those people saying, okay, well, who created the, you know, all these, you know, flowery display, that would have been the Italians. So, in the past, prior to the Italians putting their 2 cents in, earlier displays had booming sounds, orange flashes, and maybe some faint gold traces of light. So the fireworks we know today, not only do we credit the Chinese, and maybe Middle East and India, but we also credit Italy. So fireworks gained a lot of, popularity. And then when did we start using them for Independence Day? Well, apparently, the Continental Congress, right, they adopted the Declaration of Independence July 4th, 1776. That's why we celebrate Independence Day. The day before, though, John Adams, soon to be second president, but not yet, wrote a letter to his wife suggesting we use fireworks in 4th of July celebrations. He called them illuminations. And the following year is when we first used the fireworks for 4th of July. And I guess that it was in Philadelphia. So now we have fireworks up the yin yang, and it's one of the most amazing traditions that we have. However, it's dangerous. Now, what types of fireworks are legal and illegal? Well, Massachusetts, by the way, is the only state that bans any individual from owning or setting off fireworks. All the other states, however, there are some rules. And I have the link on my website. Go to drdahlia.com. And if you go to the firework article, the link is in there where you can look at your state laws. So for some states, you can have the party poppers, the smokers, the handheld sparklers, the wheel, the ground spinners. For others, you can't. It depends on which state you live in. And illegal fireworks are like the rockets, Roman candles, wire and wooden sparklers, projectile fireworks, fireworks that have arsenic, phosphorus, thiocyanates, gunpowder. Those are most of the time illegal in most states. So, how many people get injured? Well, we're seeing thousands. I mean, back in 2013, there was an estimated 15,600 reported fires in the U.S., including 1,400 structural fires, 200 vehicle, and 14,000 outside, as well as other fires. So, you know, fires are huge. Then they say that 28% of the fires started by fireworks in 2009, 2013, were reported on Independence Day. Though, my guess is the other majority would then have been New Year's. Now, almost half of the reported fires on 4th of July were started by fireworks. So, we're being told now that approximately 280 people a day get injured in the weeks surrounding 4th of July. So, which is the most dangerous? Usually the sparklers. The sparklers seem to have the highest amount of injuries because they could get up to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And these little kids are holding the sparklers. So what type of injuries? Well, burns are number one. Also, eye injuries. We have a relative where one of the poppers, he was just a bystander, popped into his eye. Facial injuries, you could get hearing loss from fireworks. Lacerations, broken bones, sprains, and car accidents. People are out there in the middle of the street watching fireworks, and they end up, unfortunately, not noticing that there's cars. So don't forget, bystanders are just as at risk. So how do you protect yourself? Well, don't buy illegal fireworks. Don't allow kids to handle them. Keep them away from young children. All right, have buckets of water and fire extinguishers nearby. Never relight a firework. After your fireworks are done, douse them like crazy with water by a hose or bucket or whatever. Don't put fireworks in your pockets. Don't make your own casing to shoot them out. Don't try to make your own cannon. And maybe just watch, you know, professional shows. Don't do them yourself. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
Okay. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
On this 4th of July, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are hosting a picnic for military families. Meanwhile, last night in a speech in West Virginia, President Trump associates coal production with national security. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
During his Tuesday night speech in West Virginia, the president remarked,
"You know, you bomb a pipeline, that's the end of the pipeline. With coal, that stuff is indestructible."
Saying coal is much more resilient. The president emphasizing it can withstand the elements and can still be used a long time after it's mined. Coal is big business, of course, in West Virginia. It's a major employer, the state one of the largest coal producers in the USA. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, heat advisories and excessive heat warnings remain in effect through tonight, with temperatures in New York and Chicago expected to be well above 90 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. LeBron James making a $153.3 million deal with the Lakers. 4-year contract. That's a lot of money. I tell you, I play kickball. Good for him. He's a great basketball player, but oh my God, that's a lot of money. James is going to be playing for the LA Lakers. And for NBA, that's my team, the Lakers. All right. I don't really watch a lot of basketball because I football. I drive my family crazy football season, that when football season ends, I promise them that, you know, I'm not going to be hooked to the TV the rest of the year. But because I'm from L.A., the Lakers, I like the Lakers. This announcement was made through his agency, Clutch Sports Group. They announced a deal as $154 million, but it's not that much. It's $153.3 million. There's a big difference there. This is the longest deal LeBron James has signed since inking a six-year contract with the Miami Heat in 2010. His previous three deals were 3 years or shorter. He's 33 years old. Now, okay, that's all I'm going to say on that because I feel poor right now. FBI does a great job foiling an Independence Day attack by a Al-Qaeda sympathizer. I don't know if you guys heard about that, but apparently the FBI announced Monday the arrest of a professed supporter of Al-Qaeda who was planning to target members of the U.S. military and their families with a bomb attack on a July 4th parade in Cleveland, Ohio. The FBI said Demetrius Nathaniel Pitts, who also used the name Abdur Rahim Rafiq, told an undercover agent that he wanted to load up a vehicle with explosives and blow it up during the U.S. National Day celebrations on Wednesday. The U.S. National Day, well, our Independence Day. Apparently, his desire to kill military personnel and their families was apparent. And luckily, we had somebody undercover who he told this to. And, I don't know if you guys watch Homeland or 24 or all these kind of shows where you have people undercover. I think it's, you got to watch Fauda. Fauda is amazing. And it takes years for somebody to create their cover, you know, and be in that position. I've always wondered, The Departed was on the other night. I don't know if you guys saw The Departed years ago, the Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon movie, phenomenal movie. But basically, you know, in this movie, one had to go undercover to hang out with, you know, this, you know, mob group, while the other was in the police department, but actually did work for the mob. So you had somebody who was a mole in the police department, then you had somebody who was a mole in the mob. So it was a fascinating story. And I've always wondered, if I was ever in that position, because I've loved law enforcement, and, you know, I've always wanted to kind of fight crime. Maybe it's because of Charlie's Angels, you know? Like, you know? Da, 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 da. You know, the 70s Charlie's Angels. I'm not talking about the recent ones. The recent ones, I had too big a booty to be in the recent ones. But anyway, I just always wanted to, you know, work undercover and then all of a sudden pull a gun out of my boot, you know, to look all sexy, and I get the bad guy and everybody's like, oh man, she's so hot. I just always want to be that. That was somebody I never want to be Miss America. I never want to be an astronaut. I never want to be president. But I always want to be a Charlie's Angel. I thought that was cool. Just me. And so my, though, fear, because I plan this stuff out. I'm like, okay, you know, would I really, really, really be undercover? Well, to be undercover, you have to be a bad guy. And they never, these movies, show that the undercover person has to kill somebody, etc. Like, even in The Departed, you just see him beat somebody up. But if, you know, if you're an FBI undercover agent or CIA, do you really go so far as to kill innocent people? I mean, if I was a bad guy and I wanted to see if the person within my group was a cop, just pretended to be, I would make that person do something so bad, so if I saw them flinch, then I knew they were a good guy, and they were faking it. So, these are things we don't want to think about, but, you know, what does the FBI and CIA have to do to not blow their cover and to be able to be somebody that other bad guys or girls would come to? So, like, for example, you know, this person here, this Demetrius Nathaniel Pitts or Abdur Rahim Rafiq, told an undercover agent that he wanted to load up a vehicle with explosives and blow it up. So for him to trust this undercover agent, what did that other agent have to do? How did he prove to everybody that he was one of them? Now, my guess is they figure out a way where, you know, something staged, so it looks like they did it when they did it. I don't know. But that's some pretty, I don't know, that's some tricky stuff. So anyway, the FBI Justice Department said this Pitt Sky is a U.S. native with an extensive criminal history. He was arrested Sunday after discussing how he was going to carry out the attack with the undercover agent. But they said they had been watching him for months because he had made statements in support of Al-Qaeda and expressed, quote, violent intentions against groups including the U.S. Armed Forces. Now, the Post had called for Muslims to train in hand-to-hand combat and in the use of arms and explosives. And we're being told that his Facebook posts were really, really disturbing. So he is charged with attempting to provide support to his designated foreign terrorist organization. That brings up to 20 years in prison. I don't think 20 years is enough. Now, they say this is the fourth arrest in the U.S. this year of somebody accused of plotting or in support of a jihadist group, according to Siemens Hughes of the George Washington University Program on Extremism. I'm a little fascinated why we're being told about this one and why this one is making a lot of the news and why we aren't told of the... I mean, my guess is a lot of attempts are foiled. And I'm wondering when they make the media and when they don't. You would think that any time an attempt would be foiled, we would know about it. I mean, I remember a couple years ago, there was supposed to be an attempt in New York. You know, and you hear every now and then, you know, all right, they foiled the plan. But it's usually no more than once a year. Yet now we're being told this is the fourth one so far this year. So, apparently the George Washington University program tracks these cases. They say it's the fourth arrest. I'm surprised it's not even more because we're already into July. So be careful out there, people. You know, there are, I don't want to use the word bad guys and girls, but there are groups that really want us dead. And holidays or memorials or parades are huge targets. Marathons, right? Or just a busy day in a New York City block where they could decide to take a car and run people over. And I'm not sure what the answer is because it looks like our guys are working hard. And again, the FBI has definitely gotten its share of hits because of the whole Comey cluster. But this is pretty damn good, and good for them for being able to catch us. And I mean, those undercover people, man, they deserve, gosh, as much credit as they could get. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, more good news for coffee drinkers. Another study has come out that coffee will help protect us and extend our lifespan. Now, we have a story we're going to be talking about in the next hour about how we actually may have a longer lifespan than predicted. And we're going to talk about that. But going back to coffee, moderate coffee consumption might protect, as we know, against cardiovascular disease, diabetes, Parkinson's, but they say even more. They say moderate consumption, which means 3 to 5 cups per day, depending on the study, seems to be a benefit. And we talked about this last week, where the average person drinks maybe 1 cup. So to drink anywhere from 4 cups or more, I could see why that's a little frustrating for those of us that can't stand coffee. But we're getting more, time and time again, more and more of these studies saying that coffee seems to help. So, definitely worth drinking. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com.
killinguncleSamBook.com.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Pretty scary. There's a soccer team, 12 boys and their coach, that we believe are trapped within a cave system in northern Thailand. And Thai Navy SEAL divers have already set up underground operations deep around the area to try to rescue them. Six of the Navy divers have established themselves as Chamber 3, several kilometers into the flooded Tam Lang Nang Non cave complex in Chiang Rai province. That's, of course, Thai Navy SEAL Chief Rear Admiral Apkahorn Yu Kong Kao told CNN. Rescuers are hopeful of getting through the larger, deeper chamber, formerly named Patawa Beach, where the group, members of the Wild Boar soccer team, is believed to have been trapped by the rising water. Apparently, the boys have been there for about 9 days. They age between 11 and 16 years old, and their coach entered the cave for an afternoon outing. Unfortunately, they became stranded in the dark tunnels when there was a sudden and continuous downpour. International experts have joined now the rescue efforts deep inside the cavern as the boys' parents maintain a constant vigil. I would be out of my mind. I would be so freaked out. Dive teams are working around the clock, including the Thai Navy SEALs and experts from the U.S., China, Australia, and U.K. I love it when I see countries come together for that like this. This is what it's all about. All the other BS that we're dealing with, you know, in terms of borders and tariffs and taxes and, you know, nuclear weapons, and I get why all this is important. I get why we fight, but, you know, something like this, you got a bunch of kids and people trapped. I love seeing countries come together like this. Now, we like Thailand, so there's no issue there. So, Chiang Rao Governor Narongsak Osatonakorn told reporters Monday that 600 oxygen tanks are now in place in Chamber 3, along with communications and electrical systems. They say written on the tanks are words of encouragement from Navy Command Region 1. Please find them soon. On another, in red tape, stuck to the middle of the words, bring the wild boar team home. So oxygen tanks have been installed at 25-meter intervals along the cave's tunnels and chambers for the dive teams to use. They say at the heart of the search is a T-junction about a kilometer from the cave entrance. So rescuers have theorized that the group took the left fork, which would eventually lead them to higher ground at Pattaya Beach. But the channels leading to this are flooded, so divers are having trouble navigating them. Plus, the water's dirty, there's strong riptides, darkness, and so they can barely see their own hands in front of their faces. I've trained in diving. I can dive. I'm certified. And dark does not help. Your visibility, if you lack visibility, you'll throw the dive. You won't go. Like, for me, somebody as basic a diver as I am, a beginner diver, no. If I don't have, I don't know, 15 to 30 feet visibility, I'm not diving. There's no way. And so, you know, we have, like, Navy SEAL divers. And, you know, U.S. isn't the only one to have, you know, cool cats like that. Thailand, too. They got Thailand Navy SEAL divers. So they say progress hasn't been made in opening and maintaining the narrow channels used by the rescuers. They say if the group went to the left side, there is a very narrow space and very small channel. The foreign divers carrying equipment will not be able to pass this channel. This is the only channel to get inside. So we will run two operations, opening this channel to get through and maintaining so all the rescue team can get inside there and work there. So what the rescuers are trying to do is they're trying to drain the floodwaters. But water inside the cave, even though it's receding, it hasn't dropped to the crucial points that they need it to. And you see so many people coming over there to help. There's pumping machines draining an estimated 1.6 million liters of water from the cave every hour. They've been there now, how many days did I say? Was it six or nine? Hold on a second. I'm trying to figure out. 9 days. So then you wonder, when's the next storm going to hit? So, they say, along with the drainage operation, the rescuers are working on a secondary plan to access the caves. The search teams have now surveyed all possible chimneys across the mountain and found two chimneys that are considered viable options. So one of the options has allowed the rescue teams to descend to a depth of 200 meters, and they are continuing to go deeper. So, we pray. This is wow. This is unbelievable. Remember when the miners were stuck in Chile? And this is I'm surprised that a group like this would unfortunately find themselves in this position. You know, I mean, you know, cave, exploration is something that we do, but we take for granted. And who would have thought that downpour, but you would think in an area such as that where it rains a lot, there would have been warnings, etc. But this might have been a fluke. And, you know, God willing, they save everybody. I'm sure there's someone's going to make a movie on this. But 12 boys and their soccer coach. Still trapped in northern Thailand. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So, parents were charged $15,600 by an ER, claiming the baby took a nap and drank formula. And that was about it. In 2016, South Korean tourists took an ambulance to San Francisco-based Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital. So this is obviously in San Francisco. Their 8-month-old son had fallen and hit his head in a hotel room. Now, the physicians quickly assessed the child, said he was okay. But 2 years later, the family received an $18,000 bill for the visit. Why? Because it was a trauma activation fee. Now, Jang Yo Im called an ambulance after her son Park Young Won fell 3 feet from a hotel bed. The son was inconsolable. She thought that he had internal injuries. So, they were at the hospital for 3 hours and 22 minutes. Triage nurse evaluated the boy, sent him to the emergency department. He had some minor bruising on his nose, but no major injury. So they observed him. He took a nap, drank formula. They transferred him to an exam room again, and then he was released. So the family had travel insurance covering $5,000 of the treatment, but they received the $18,000 bill 2 years later. And most of the charge reflected a $15,000 trauma response fee. Now, they say patients face these trauma fees when they present to the ER with potential serious injuries. Trauma center assembles a team, etc. So trauma fees are billed in addition to ER doc procedure equipment facility fees. And the fees usually are about $10,000 or higher. Now, the average price health insurance would pay for these fees is $3,900. So, patients, unfortunately, carry the brunt of this. And so we're looking at this going, okay, this is what's wrong with our system. They get charged $15,000 for a quote-unquote trauma fee. Now, I get how you need to call in staff. You need to free up the CAT scan. You need to free up a bed. I get why that mobilization could cost money. But $15,000 worth? Shouldn't it depend on the type of trauma? Now, usually, when we do call a trauma center, we let them know what's coming. Is it a multiple gunshot wound? Is it a car accident? Is it a head trauma for an infant? It's still going to be costly. I don't know if it would be the same amount. I doubt it would be the same amount as a mass shooting or fire hazard or et cetera. But I think a big issue we have, which we're not going to put up with anymore, is getting these surprise bills, and you're under contract to pay without knowing what you're being charged. Same thing with a doctor. A doctor is expected to work without any guarantee that they're going to get paid. You're expected to sign for services and payment without ever knowing what the price is going to be. That's not, and we do it. We look like idiots. Doctors are always calling themselves idiots for, you know, working without pay. And patients are calling themselves idiots for not, you know, for blankly agreeing to something that could be outrageous. And years later, 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-5000. 615-435-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.